This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Before he decided to make a run for president and became a constant guest on national news programs, it was a whole lot easier to keep tabs on Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Even after bowing out of the presidential race last year, he has continued to crisscross the country, speaking on behalf of other candidates and causes. In recent weeks, questions have been raised about whether or not he's likely to run again, for Senate or for the presidency. And an investigation into his wife's financial transactions while she was president of Burlington College have put Bernie Sanders on the defensive. Joining us now to go over some of the Bernie Sanders news is reporter Jasper Craven, now a research fellow at the Investigative Fund in New York City, which supports investigative reporters. Jasper Craven, what a pleasure to talk with you.
Same goes for you, Jane.
Thank you. So Bernie is a busy guy. Is it difficult to keep tabs on what he's up to, or do you just turn on the cable news and find out what he's talking about now?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of reporters in D.C. covering the left, more than I think before the 2016 election. Bernie really was able to show that there was a lot of grassroots energy and potential for his progressive ideas. So, you know, he's always on MSNBC. People from The Times to Vox are putting reporters on him to cover him pretty frequently. And he's also, you know, putting out a lot of videos himself on Facebook. He has a show on Facebook called The Bernie Sanders Show that is quite popular. Just today he had Al Gore on the show, who endorsed single-payer health care. So Bernie's continues to be a rock star on the left, for sure.
Let's talk a little bit about some of his legislative priorities, and namely this single-payer health care plan that he has promised to release. But he hasn't yet given out the details, and it seems like there might be actually some political maneuvering in Washington on the timing of when he might release any details. What do you know about that?
Yeah, so Bernie has the language for a single-payer health care bill. He introduced it in 2013. It's called the American Health Security Act. When he introduced it in 2013, it had zero co-sponsors, so not much political support behind it. And since then, there has been a number of Democrats looking to sort of harness the energy on the left who have endorsed the idea of single payer. And Bernie continues to talk about it as he crisscrosses the country. He is defending the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, but, you know, he's also making a vigorous case for single payer to be implemented. That said, the Senate leadership and the House leadership of Democrats are focused mainly on resisting the Trump agenda right now and haven't really outlined a vision of their own, which they've been criticized for. For example, when the House first voted on the health care bill, the Republican health care bill, Nancy Pelosi was asked if Democrats plan to introduce sort of an alternative bill that their caucus could vote for, and she said no, because it didn't make any sense. There was no way it would pass the chamber. But when Democrats brought the Affordable Care Act to the House floor, Republicans brought their own alternative bill to show sort of what they would do if they were in charge and could put forth health care policy. So I think Bernie has sort of been restrained a little bit by Chuck Schumer and some other members of the leadership. They don't want to complicate this too much and sort of reopen some wounds over between the left and the more centrist part of the party. And so they just want to defeat Trump's agenda right now, as opposed to trying to figure out how they could push health care policy forward.
Has Bernie Sanders then, in the meantime, been beating the drum on other legislative priorities? How focused would you say he is on Vermont issues and his role in the Senate?
He's really focused on implementing the Democratic Party platform he was able to secure after he dropped out of the race. One of the main concessions Clinton gave Bernie was a lot of control over the drafting of the Democratic Party platform. And so even while Republicans are in control of the Senate, Bernie has been rolling out a lot of really progressive bills. Earlier in the spring, he introduced a $1 trillion infrastructure plan along with Senator Leahy and other Democrats. He introduced a $15 minimum wage bill a couple months ago with 30 Democratic co-sponsors. He'd introduced that bill in the past and had a few of the most liberal senators supporting him, but nowhere near the 30 he was able to receive this time around. And he also has introduced a bill to basically ensure that American energy is entirely renewable by 2050, which is sort of an adaptation of Vermont's very ambitious energy goals. So he continues to put this legislation out here. You know, it's not going to pass in a Republican-controlled Senate, but he has been able to attract more support from Democrats than in the past, as I said. I mean, you see some of the rising stars in the Democratic Party really following Bernie on a lot of these bills. People like Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, Sherrod Brown, names who are often floated for the 2020 presidential race. They clearly see Bernie as an influential figure, and I think they want to try to harness some of the energy he was able to find in 2016.
Well, if they're looking at him as a potential ally in races in 2020 and 2018, what do you hear about what Bernie may be thinking for himself in 2018 and 2020?
Sure. People are pretty tight-lipped in the Bernie office. I made dozens of requests to speak with staffers on everything from the VA to sort of more political issues, and never received a response. I spoke with Bernie in the hallway, and he wouldn't answer my questions. So it's been hard. That said, I still know some people from the campaign who are no longer working with Bernie, but might be brought back again, and it's pretty safe to say that Bernie will run again in 2018. I think you've seen Bernie sort of pivot back to Vermont issues more in recent months. I mean, even after he dropped out of the race, he was still very focused on national issues, and he continues to be. I mean, he's going to Kentucky and West Virginia and really continuing an aggressive tour, but this week he was in the State House talking about the Affordable Care Act and the Republican health care plan. He had a telephone town hall with thousands of Vermonters recently, and he's been speaking a little bit more to the press. So I think he is definitely checking in on Vermont, making sure that his popularity remains. And, if he was going to run in 2020, he would be in a much stronger position if he was in the Senate as opposed to just a private citizen or maybe, leading some sort of NGO or political organization. So I think it's fair to say that he'll run again. He is loath to sort of talk about politics and wants to really sort of dig down into the issues and not discuss his political aspirations. But, he's got plenty of money. He was able to raise more than $1 million in the last 3 months alone. So he doesn't have to worry too much, I think, about 2018. As has been mentioned many times, he's the most popular politician in the country.
Yeah, so certainly signaling perhaps a return bid for the Senate. Jasper, we've been hearing a lot, especially in Vermont, about a federal investigation into Jane Sanders, Bernie Sanders' wife, and financial dealings when she was the president of Burlington College. And this has become, in many ways, a Republican talking point for Republican operatives trying to push this as something that people should be asking Bernie Sanders about. Do you see it having any impact on the senator?
I think it's definitely agitating him. But when you look to Bernie's base, both in Vermont and nationally, they are pushing back against these allegations and are really sort of taking Sanders' talking points and echoing them throughout Twitter and the political environment. I think there's some similarities between Trump supporters and Bernie supporters, and that they think that the media institutions basically unfairly portray Sanders or Trump, and they're not totally buying the legitimacy of this investigation. So, while it may pick off a few Sanders supporters, so far, they're really sticking with him and aggressively defending him at every turn. So, of course, the investigation could and will, continue, and there may be some interesting twists and turns. So it's hard to calculate exactly how it will impact him. Politico has reported that as he mulls a run for 2020, this investigation is sort of hanging over his decision-making process. But I think, you know, Bernie is a fighter and will continue to fight against these allegations. I do sort of think that it would do him some good to really engage on the issue more and sort of explain exactly what his thinking is, besides just sort of blowing off questions, because, you know, people can interpret that in negative ways. But
yeah, and we're going to leave it there for today. Jasper Craven is the Don and Doris Schaefer Research Fellow at the Investigative Fund in New York City. Jasper, thank you so much for talking Bernie Sanders with us.
My pleasure, Jane.